Nearly 500,000 veterans are in college this year. That number is expected to increase next year when the new GI Bill kicks in. Many of these vets will face special issues as they confront the challenges of academic life, so some schools have created special classes to help them adjust. NPR's John McChesney visited one of those classes at the University of California, Berkeley.
I met Ron Williams at 10 a.m. as students streamed across the campus headed for classes, including the one Williams teaches, a group of 22 veterans, more than half of them ex-Marines. For Williams, the importance of his class has just been reinforced by the suicide of a bright, successful student veteran. The student wasn't in the class, but his death touched everyone there.
You know, it's a campus of 34,000 students between undergraduates and graduates, and while there are these smaller communities, with all these people around, it can breed a little bit of isolation. So our goal is to make sure that no one should ever feel that way or feel like they can't reach out to someone.
And many of Williams' students have served in a combat environment, thousands of miles and a world away from the groves of academe.
Actually, right now in the class that I teach, the Veterans in Higher Education class, nearly all actually have served in the Iraq and Afghanistan efforts.
Classes like the one at Berkeley offer practical tips on how to survive in the sink or swim university world. Williams starts his class by making an offer that seems a little corny, but it's accepted with good humor by the students.
Tomorrow is the first ever Cal Veterans student group tailgate. Yeah, just this notion that no one should have to go to a game alone or anything like that. We'll do that much better. You'll be able to connect it. Oh, Maurice. To be able to connect, get some food before you head up the hill.
Almost all of these students have transferred here from community colleges where they got their academic start. They're majoring in everything from physics to Persian literature. And now they're in their first semester in one of the most competitive academic environments in California, if not the nation. Williams asked the students to talk about their early wins and losses. Here's Maurice Gelmer, ex-Marine.
Challenge is getting all the reading done. It's been really hard to keep up. And then conquering my midterms, and then also one of the challenges, I actually failed midterm. So, but then triumph, I got my first A paper at Cal. So, you know, it was a good feeling to get an A on a paper here, so.
There's general agreement that it's a lot tougher here than schools they transferred in from. Mike Ergo is an ex-Marine with a big blue and yellow tattoo on his right arm, born to fight.
I feel like I forgot how to write papers. So this guy came over and we were spending, you know, a whole day trying to finish a paper. So, yeah, it's harder.
Then there are the differences from their fellow undergraduates. They're older, and they feel it, so they're motivated to make up for lost time. Here's Brian Garcia, ex-Marine.
Oh, it's definitely the case. They're worried about their social life and freaking going to their party and not even really caring too much about their schoolwork, so not even caring about talking about like the actual classwork. So I guess being able to focus more mixes the world apart from each other.
Christy Collins, ex-Air Force, says veterans have at least one advantage.
You're coming from a whole different life experience. And I think it adds a lot of value, actually, to a classroom because you can apply real-world experience to, you know, theory.
And what about coming to Berkeley with its long history of student radicalism and protests? Mike Ergo says he anticipated problems before he came.
People that know that I was in the Marine Corps and I was in Iraq have never judged me here. Negatively, and all, you know, responses have been pretty positive, so I was really surprised by that.
The only complaint I heard about the class was that 1 hour a week wasn't really enough. I came away thinking about my own transition from the Air Force to academia years ago, and how 1 hour a week amongst my peers would have been a blessed relief. John McChesney, NPR News.